Okay, so Shaar Beis Perek Yudalid, and we're up to, let's start from Bedabri. Bedabri Kol Teva, Shikayach V'chedek Menach, she's talking about, we spoke about Lavde B'chol Levavchem, was to totally clear your mind, and he had that school up of how to do that. Now he's up to B'chol Nafshachem, what does it mean with your nefesh? So he was talking about literally separating your nefesh from your body, and attaching your nefesh to the ideas of what you're saying in tefillah. On Badabri Kol Teva, as you say each word, she koyach v'chelak minavshoi, each word that you say, you spoke earlier, is coming from your neshima, and it's coming from your nefesh. Yad bigbar ru'usei ma'oid, attach your will, your interests, your desires to those words. Litein v'lishpoich ba nafshoi mamshli gamri, that you should literally pour out your nefesh. I don't know what the how-to on this is, but pour out your nefesh into those words, and attach your nefesh, your interests, your aspirations, attach them to the words which stand. He had spoken earlier that the words, literally the physical words that come into your mouth, take form, take shape, and they go to a place where they are in the Shoyrish, up in Shemayim. As your lips and mouths are moving, your heart should focus its interests, and yistalik leilela, let your heart go up and up, and let it be unified in this very deep secret, the Taman, which is over there, the Kiu, the Koruzen, the place where all interests come together, in this secret of the Said Ein Sof. So he's getting very Kabbalistic over here. I don't know what's flying. When you could put your interests and desires and your focus into the words, totally separated from the desires of your body, you're not thinking about what your next meal is and your money and your job and your meeting, but you're totally, totally just focused on the words, and your interests are totally invested in just the words that you're saying, so then it's considered like you left this world. You're amongst those that are elevated up and above. To the extent that it's going to be difficult to come to a safe landing back on earth. What? Food? Me? Money? You'll have a sense and a feeling like, oh my gosh, like literally like you fell down off of very high heights to the very, very deep depths. They would wait not only an hour in preparation for tefillah, but also, it's not going to mean an hour, but a solid time period, also after davening. Why? They needed to have a soft landing. For these sparks of inspiration that you've had during the davening, it takes time to settle back down. This is what says in Chazal, a mispal has to place his heart up on high. The kolpak kachtirbe, he's going to have such an inflamed emotion of love towards Hashem Yisbarach in his nefesh. Adje choyting mezav memes shebedabro yad oizi adibra kodesh shaleizet teva minusach tefila. So that when he says the words of the minusach tefila, he napskis his meguf legamri. Literally, his nefesh desires and departs from the guf. But the salul is damik of Yaakov Yisbarach, and it's literally attaching itself to the Eibishter. Zeu shekaz of kanu laavdoi. Her interest, her desires was literally to attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of tefillah. Only if he places his nefesh in his hand, literally left his body. It's out of him. It's an out of body experience. So he's darshaning the word kapoy over here means your shayrish, you're placing your nefesh into its socket, into its place up on high. Its root is not sweet. I don't know what the pasuk is talking about, but that's what it means to daven b'kol nafshi. We'll just start the akdama for the next one. You do a pluktas of Rabbi Yosef Zichron Levracha. Bekam aduch nibeshas. Lechad man da'omer tevas koil pirushay kuloi. Lechad man da'omer pirush miksas v'kolzu. It means a little bit. I don't know how that's called. For Keno, Indian Khan, Shneim, Amidus, both of them are also true. I guess we'll continue this in Mitzvah Shem next year.
Yeah.